So when I was writing the That Time I Loved You, the characters came really organically, like almost like if they were chains. The more stories I wrote, the more it was obvious that this other person was also needed a story. And a lot of it was also retrieving memory from my growing up. You know, I'm always really careful to talk about my books like they're fiction. It's not an autobiographic, you know, it's not me. And sometimes when I go to do readings, people expect Miramar or June to show up and it's not me. But of course I draw a lot, especially in these two books, I draw a lot from memory of my own childhood growing up in Scarborough. And they're composite sketches of people that I knew. There were a lot of decisions that I made through the process of writing it. You know, I take very seriously authorial voice, right? Who has the right to write what voices? There's two essays that for me is really important. One is Alexander Cheese writing about appropriation. And he asks us to consider particular questions as to why we feel we need to write voices that are outside of our own experiences. And one of them is, why does this voice need to be in your story? What purpose does it serve? Do you read other, you know, writers from these communities that you're writing about? Like, what is your engagement, right? And also Alicia Elliott's essay about writing from a place of love. And because also my concern is always to have my characters be shown as really complicated, complex, messy beings as we are, to give that sense of, you know, personhood to my characters. I also ask friends to read my work. The story about Darren, for example, I had friends of mine who are Jamaican Canadian to read about, you know, and then there was like, I think one of the changes I made, for example, was I think I had his mom make him craft dinner. And one of my friends says, no, we would never serve our kids craft dinner, right? So like, you know, there are things that I changed, but I also I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to ever perpetuate stereotypes or tropes about people who are not of my experience. Even the story about the kleptomaniac, I wanted, you know, and she's like a white woman who's like this busybody in the neighborhood. I wanted to give her complexity as well. Like she's that kind of very familiar passive racist that I grew up with. Passive and maybe not so passive, but I wanted to also give her the benefit of being a full human, right? So those things are really important to me. I want to give respect to my characters in those ways, and also to give respect to those communities that I write about.